friends, welcome back to another episode of Two Idiot Girls. How you doing?
Good.
We have drinks.
What do we have?
Chunky, funky, hunky monkeys.
Just two.
They're so yummy.
It's literally blended coffee with peanut butter in it, and it's so good. What more could you ask for? You know who wouldn't like this? That freak Alex, we call our friend. She hates peanut butter. Isn't that dumb?
I'm not the biggest fan of peanut butter, but I've told people I hate peanut butter and jelly. Peanut butter is real, like, whatevs to me.
She won't even eat peanut butter chocolates, though.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm not like that.
That's, like, gross.
I don't know what that's about. That's a her problem.
I don't endorse that. Yeah.
I don't endorse that kind of behavior. But, yeah, no, this coffee is good. We love these kinds of coffee. I don't drink blended coffee very often, but when I do,
these ones will hurt my stomach because not only are they made with oat milk, but they're not too sugary. That's why we get the littles. You can get a bigger one, but that's too much.
And I've gotten the big one.
Oh,
yes, I have, in fact. And I enjoyed myself.
It wasn't too much?
Not necessarily, because there's so much coffee in it that it's not ridden by the, you know what I'm saying? It's literally just coffee that's blended. It's not so it's mostly just coffee. It's not really the flavoring.
Yeah, I feel that.
It wasn't too bad, but to be fair, I didn't finish it. I don't finish most coffees.
No, she takes two sips and then it melts and then she throws it away.
Okay, sorry, I don't drink my coffee like Popeye over here. Like, literally, she's like,
or worse,
she goes like, and then it goes. That's how she drinks her coffee.
That's how I drink everything.
Yeah.
Water.
Exactly. Can't relate to that sentiment.
Chunky, funky monkeys.
Chunky, funky, hunky monkeys. Dude, I was just talking to Billy about this the other day. But, like, we've joked before on the pod about how, like, I need a drink in order to eat. I cannot eat without a drink.
Well,
like,
not only that.
What?
Between every bite, she takes a sip.
It's not every bite. You guys are so fucking dramatic. It's not every bite. It is often, but it's not every bite.
Okay.
I would never finish my fucking food. It would take me a million years to eat. But, like, let's just say, like, everyone has their food, but I'm out of a drink. I will not eat until I get a drink.
Nah, that's, I see that.
Yeah, like, at a restaurant, I'll literally wait till they refill my drink, and then I'll start eating. I can't eat without one. I just can't. Like, and maybe it's in my head. I have no idea. But, like, I just, it's like I feel like I'm going to vomit because I feel like there's too much food and I need something to wash it down.
As a kid who did choke a lot when they were a baby, that makes sense that you have to lube up your throat while you're eating.
I need it hydrated constantly.
Yeah.
I can't eat without a drink.
You're like that at the movies too, huh?
Yeah. That's why I need my,
like,
drink.
Like, she'll get a small popcorn but an extra jumbo large drink.
Soda. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Run it. Fuck it. I don't give a fuck. I don't care. I don't care. Who knows? My drink girls rise.
But sometimes don't you get a slushy? That's too much.
No.
Oh, that's Billy.
Am I 11?
Isn't that Billy? No. Billy gets a slushy.
He got it one time in front of me. Every single time. He can't drink those every time. He gets fucking sick.
He's done it at least three times in front of me.
No, he hasn't, Dayson.
Yeah.
No, he hasn't.
Why would I lie about that?
I don't think you're lying. I think you're exaggerating. And I think that's happening because I've been to the movies with him a million times, and I'm saying I haven't even seen him do it three times. I've seen him do it twice, but one of those times we went alone.
Mm.
And we went alone, and he was like, I'm feeling crazy. I think I'm going to get a Slurpee. Then he drank the whole thing, and then the whole ride home, I had to go, my stomach. I had to hear that the whole ride home. So I lost two times that day. But anywho, what I was going to say about the drinking, me having to drink, are needing a drink in order to eat.
You know when people drink beer with their meals? How do you do that?
Dude, kill me. I can't like, barely drink alcoholic, like, drinks with my food.
Yeah.
And even then, if I get a fun drink, it's before the meal.
Yeah.
As soon as my meal comes, I need a water and I need soda.
Yeah. I need water.
And then if I want another drink, I'll wait till after I eat and I drink my regular drinks and then I'll have a drink.
Okay.
I can't do it. I'm sorry.
I see that. Yeah.
There's too much going on. I think it's just too much. There's too much happening.
But, like, you know how you talk about swallowing jeans?
Yeah.
That's what drinking a beer and eating a hamburger, that's swallowing jeans.
Yeah, like eating a jean jacket.
Yeah.
It literally feels like you're eating a beach towel.
Like, there's no way. But, like, a Sam's Club beach towel. Like a big
one. Sam's Club, like a thick ass beach
big one.
Towel.
Yeah. You could fit two of us on
you're
there.
You're eating a duvet cover. That's what it feels
not
like.
Not even the cover with the duvet in
with
it.
The
insert inside it. It's too much.
Yeah, I don't know how people do that shit either. A really, really citrusy light beer, I could drink with, like, an hors d'oeuvre.
An appy. Yeah.
Like a fry.
Yeah.
Right? A couple fries here and there.
Maybe some potato skins.
Yeah. Some calamari.
Drew got jalapeno skins last night, and Donovan was calling them pepper strings.
Yeah. He's like, who got the pepper strings?
Huh?
Hello? They were so fucking good,
what
bro.
What the fuck's so is it like potato skins, but they're just jalapenos?
Yeah.
How do you eat that and it doesn't hurt?
They dig the seeds out, so they're not super hot.
Oh, I wish I knew that. I would have taken a bite.
Yeah, I know. I tried I always have to do that. If it looks spicy, both Dayson and Billy will not go near it until I tell them.
It'll ruin my meal. Because I don't have very high tolerance.
No, dude, what I was going to say was because I relived this memory with Billy like literally 2 days ago. We were talking and I go, dude, I was like, remember when I asked you if you had noticed anything odd about the way I eat?
Yeah.
And the reason why I asked him was because probably after like the third date I had with Billy, Dayson goes, do you think he noticed that you have to like drink after every fucking bite? And I was all, what? And she goes, do you think he noticed? And I go, because I at this point in my life, I know that, but I think I'm keeping it real under wraps. Like, I feel like people
like
don't notice.
Like, when we were little guys, like, I would be so scared to order my food at the restaurant. So Drew would finish her drink, and she'd be like, please let me have some of yours. I'll order another one when the lady comes. I'm
yeah.
like, okay, fine. I'll order for you. Teamwork. I'm like, okay.
But, yeah, I literally, like, I was like, what do you mean? Like, nobody would notice that. Like, I was like, she brought it to my, she goes, oh, okay. She just fucking threw a grenade and then ran away. And then I couldn't stop thinking about it. So then when I went to dinner with him again, like that, it was either that same day or the next day. I went to dinner with him again.
Dude, these guys, when she was dating him at the beginning, you would have thought she was dating a Vanderbilt. They were going to the fanciest dinners you can.
A Kennedy.
A fucking presidential something.
Like, my date with the president's daughter.
Literally, yeah. You would have thought she was dating.
But I'm the man.
But you're the man.
I would have thought. Corey from fucking Boy Meets World. I'm his older brother.
Yeah, you would have thought. You would fucking thought that she was dating like one of the crazy rich Asians. Like you. Yeah. You're Constance Wu, and then he's Henry Golding.
Yeah.
You would have thought.
Period.
The amount of fancy dinner. I'm not joking. I've never been. No one has ever taken me. This is true. No one has ever talked about things our ex did. No one has ever taken me to a fancy dinner on a date ever in my entire life.
That's
I have taken people on fancy dinners. No one has ever taken me on a fancy dinner.
Decent.
No.
The most. I don't want to laugh anymore.
No, it is funny. It is funny though, but I'm saying it to be funny.
Is it?
Because the next one's gonna do it right.
Period.
But no, most of the dates I've ever been on have been in the car. I will not elaborate, but no, you would have thought this fucking guy will, oh, where's he taking you now? Fucking taking her everywhere. It's crazy.
Literally.
Dude, and then for her first birthday, so they started dating in August. Her birthday is September 18th.
Yeah.
I remember I asked her, what did he get you? And in September, I want to say, because it had to be.
We became official in August.
Yeah. But
we've been dating since June.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, anyway, so I asked her, what did he get you? So, because I see her at dinner, I hadn't seen her all day. And she goes, oh, let me show you. And I want to say Fenty Beauty had just like debuted at Fashion Week, which is at the beginning of September.
Yeah.
And she was like, he bought me one of everything from Fenty Beauty. And I was like, no fucking way. You know who's bought me Fenty Beauty? Me.
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 And me.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Drew just bought me a lip oil. Me. I'm the first one to buy myself Fenty Beauty. It was right when it came out. Everything was sold out. He got her at the foundation. The girl. Fucking the butter, the sticks,
the contour sticks.
And then she was like, oh, and then he got me three of the highlighter three blushes because he didn't know which one I'd want more. Oh did he? Because Drew's not gonna have really anything to share with today's topic, which is things our ex did and then we stayed. I'm just showing you guys the things what we can achieve, what we can hope for, fellas out there, brothers in our brotherhood. Here's what we can be looking forward to. Okay.
And
we'll start with the positive and then end with all the negative stories.
What I will say is, okay, first with the Fenty Beauty thing, yeah, I know.
And, you couldn't believe it. I was like, please. Oh, Rachel, show it to me, please.
Show me, please.
I remember I was sitting in the floor of her room. We were trying everything on. I was so excited.
We had been official for probably like 3 or 4 weeks when he gave that gift to me, but he gave me multiple gift bags, but like the main big one, he had all hot Cheetos in there because he knew I really liked them. And I had mentioned to him on like our second date that I couldn't find this the specific flavor I wanted anymore.
No. Rachel, show it to me, please. Hurry up and finish this fucking story. No one cares.
Anyways, he things, found those.
Things that Drew did and he stayed drink after every bite. That's what Billy did.
Wait, I know. I didn't even tell that part. Anyways, yeah, Cheetos and then obviously all the Fenty Beauty stuff. And he had told me he went to Sephora and he said, like, he was being helped by, like, 6 women because they were all like, I can't believe that you're doing this. Like, this is the sweetest. I've never seen a guy do that before. And mind you, this is in 2017, bitch. So whoever the fuck wants to say, 18. Like, 2018, yeah. I was like, whoever. No,
17. I'm sorry.
It was 2017.
Yeah, you graduated and then. Yeah, I'm sorry.
I was like, and this is, mind you, well before I had a fucking platform. Yeah. So when people like to say, like, he's clearly with her for the money. Girl, I didn't have any fucking money.
He dated her when she was, when she was
he
broke.
He had all the money.
When she was broke, had no, she had no money. All she had was Anastasia dip brow and a dream.
And a dream, girl. And my Forever 21 shorts. Yeah. Anyways, what I was gonna say about the eating thing was that after Jason said that shit to me after like our third date, the next time I went out with him, we ate dinner and I didn't say anything, and then like I literally remember where we were when I asked. We were on the porch of Mommy and Daddy's house and I was using my house key to go in, and I said, hey, I was like, this is like a random question, but like, have you noticed anything about me when I eat? And then he goes, when you eat? I go, yeah, like when we eat dinner and stuff, like, have you noticed anything
about my eating? You kind of black out and levitate a little bit when the food comes. Like, he's squid, like, you vibrate in place.
Yeah, literally super like fucking overstimulated. Because I just cannot wait
to eat.
Yeah, and he goes, and I'm not kidding. This is exactly what he said. He goes, I mean, other than like the fact that you have to drink after every bite, no, I don't think so. The way, I'm not kidding, when he said that, I was unlocking the door. It's literally burned into my head because I was so humiliated for whatever reason. I'm like unlocking the door, he says that, I go, oh! And then I looked at him, I go, you notice that? He goes, notice that you drink after every bite? I go, yeah. He goes, yeah, I noticed that.
So it is after every bite, like I said, like I just said.
It's not, that's hyperbole. But he was like, well, it's not every bite. Like, he's still trying to be nice. Well, I know it's not every bite, but, like, you do drink quite often.
It makes me laugh because he makes fun of us for having so much hyperbole, but he does, too.
No shit.
He exaggerates, too.
Honestly, I've made it worse. Like, I've enhanced his imagination.
Everything is so much funnier when it's like, not real.
When it's, like, times a billion, it's
when
always
funnier.
When
I get to lie just a little bit, it's way funnier.
Dude, I wish I could tell you a story. I wish I could tell you a story, y'all. Hold on. I'll give you the parameter. We can't tell you for very specific reasons.
Okay.
But our mom just told us a story.
Oh, yeah.
About, like, a joke that she did. Like, a prank that she pulled on my dad.
She's very Winston-coded.
My mom is so Winston-coded, it's not even fucking funny. From The New Girl, yeah. If you don't know the context of Winston in the show The New Girl, one of the things about his character is that he cannot prank to save his life. If he does, it's either way too much or it's so little it doesn't mean anything. My mom is... I'm not kidding. You want to know why we're so fucking silly? Like... This is the shit I'm talking about. Like, we were raised around shit like this. My mom pulled a practical joke. It is so stupid and silly. And the only reason we can't tell you is because it will be obvious who it's about.
She literally held a bit
for over a month. When I tell you 6 weeks, my mom has been playing this trick on my dad for 6 fucking weeks.
Not just him, on me too.
I know, but like specifically my dad. Yeah. Because my dad, God bless him, is so easily embarrassed. Like, I could literally be like, ooh, to my dad in public and he would be humiliated for a day. Like, and nothing happened to him. Like, everyone looked at me doing that to him and that would humiliate him.
And
like,
you know, the best thing about him is he doesn't get mad.
No, he gets so embarrassed. Yeah. He just is goes like, and he just like has to go home.
Yeah.
Like, you know. Like someone else we
I'm
know.
Not as bad. I'm not as bad.
Like someone else we know.
No.
Chat,
don't.
Chat,
don't.
Chat, comment down
okay,
below.
Okay, I'm mad at you.
Which one of the two of us you think that is?
Chat, I'm mad at you.
So anyways, I wish I could tell you all the details of it. Maybe there's a way I can figure out how to tell it without compromising.
I'm trying to think of other bits she's done. Like,
bro, no bit will ever pass, at least not now. That's the first place, but
that's the longest withstanding one I've ever
seen. My mom, I'm not kidding, group called us on FaceTime so she could tell us this joke. Like, she literally goes, I have the funniest story, but I have to tell you together.
Yeah.
Like, me and Dace, which I hate when she does that because it's always, almost always tea. So I want to hear it now. And she goes, No.
It's not chisme. No.
Nope, I got to tell you. I got to tell you when your sister's there. I'm like, okay. Literally called a family meeting so she could explain this joke to us. Mm-hmm. And she, man, did she take us on a journey. And then at the very end, my dad goes, turns out none of that was true. Your mom was just lying to me for no reason. Mm-hmm. And it's so stupid. Like, it's so fucking stupid. It's so dumb. But it was a bit my mom kept up for 6 weeks. That's crazy. And we were laughing about it for so long. And then I was like, dude, that's insane. Like, I did not think where.
In the history of our family, that's the longest withstanding bit. The
longest running bit that's ever happened. Yeah. Dude. And for what?
Because it makes her laugh. That's it.
I know.
Which those are the best bits. Like, but I love to trick people.
Dayson does that all the time. Like, dude really did that to me the other day. Remember when he was like, yeah, like, he said some comment to me, like, must be nice to be you. And then I was like, no, he fucking didn't. And then he goes, he didn't. I was just lying. He got that shit from us. I have no one to blame but myself.
Tricking people is one of my favorite pastimes. I love to trick people.
It's just, there's no point to it. It doesn't hurt anyone. It's just so stupid.
Yeah.
And, like, we couldn't stop laughing about it. And, like, my mom was like, my mom also doesn't remember shit. Like, my mom has the worst memory in the world. Mm-hmm. Like, short term and long term. Like, my mom doesn't remember anything.
There's no, maybe middle, medium term. I don't know.
I have no idea. But that, I said, I like how you'll forget a conversation you and I just had an hour ago, but my mom held on to that fucking joke for 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. And didn't tell anybody.
Yeah.
Didn't normally.
She'll kind of clue everyone she'll in. Clue, like,
or
oh,
she'll tell me and Dace, or she'll tell just Dace or just me.
She's like, oh, I'm tricking your dad. Yeah.
Yeah. No. No one. Not even Donovan. And she tells Donovan everything too.
Yeah.
Nope. Not even him.
No, he's a big mouth. He's the worst person.
Yeah, he's the worst person.
Yeah, don't tell him your bit. He'll ruin it. On accident, but it'll piss you off.
For real. Anyways. Those are all my updates. What's new with you?
I've been obsessed with basketball this week. Fun!
Yeah, Dayson's...
Lesbians.
Dayson's back into her sports era.
This is just so much more interesting to watch than football, though. Like, when I say I want to watch football, I'm always lying. I don't want to ever watch football.
Of course I don't. You thought I was being serious? I wasn't. For no reason.
I'm mad at chat. The chat?
The chat.
No, I've been obsessed with women's basketball this week. It's been really fun. Exciting.
Go Cox.
Go Cox.
Go Cox.
Funny how the Cox win when we visit their school.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, Gamecocks. Gamecocks. That's how it sounds. I feel like that's how you have to say it. Gamecocks. Go Cox. Mm-hmm. They don't talk like that.
Maybe they do. I don't know. We barely left the hotel, so.
Unless I was going to the Ruth Chris inside the hotel. Yeah. At the Hilton.
Dude, when we ate there,
that hotel was haunted.
It was. There was a sinister energy
there was
in
something
there for
off
sure.
in those rooms.
But when we ate at the Ruth Chris before we left.
Yeah.
And we were having fun, so we were like, let's get mimosas. And I was
why?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because Adam wanted to. Just kidding. Because we were being
that
silly.
Is why. That's 100% why.
We were being silly. I think it was on Monday, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, mimosas on a Monday, you know us, at the Ruth Chris. And then we were laughing, and I was being silly, and I was trying to say and do something with my hands, and then I knocked Drew's mimosa onto her lap, onto her new purse, and then it almost ruined the day.
But see, that's the beauty of being friends with someone, because or dating someone and being friends and close to someone, people, mm-hmm. because everybody knows how to pretend like everything's okay, even when it's not.
Yep.
We know how to swallow a feeling, that's for sure, bitch.
Yeah.
We're trained.
The first night there.
And I wasn't mad. I was, like, frustrated, not at her. It was just
the circumstance,
The circumstance, but it doesn't matter anyways. I had to return that bag because it tore, so it ended up working out. But
I did feel really bad.
And it wasn't even that serious. Like, it wasn't like it was, what do you call it, a white purse or
no,
it wasn't.
No, and it wasn't, like, damaged either from
no,
that.
Like,
no.
It was, like, a little bit of champagne on it.
I just felt really bad.
Yeah. But it's okay. Go Cax.
So, technically, that was Adam's fault.
Yeah, at the end of the day, I'm going to blame Adam.
Yeah. No one gets mad at him.
At the end of the day, I'm going to find a way to blame Adam for that, so.
But no, I think that's all I've been doing this week is watching and paying attention to the last few weeks of the women's basketball tournament.
Happy for you.
Fun.
Hope it works out.
girl, I'm on the hunt. I'm trying to be a wag. You bitches think I'm joking. I'm not. I want one to take me to a Ruth Chris that I don't have to pay at. Please.
But specifically the Ruth Chris in Columbia, South Carolina.
There are so many lesbians over there in the Carolinas.
Go Cox.
Go Cox. But not really. I'm trying to think what else happened this week. We've been obsessed with Cowboy Carter. We will be doing a more in-depth review of what we think of it on our Patreon.
We will. But favorite songs?
Mine's Two Hands to Heaven. That's my favorite one. I also really love Tyrant. Levi's Jeans.
I love Tyrant. I love Levi's Jeans.
Two Most Wanted.
Yeah. Bodyguard.
I don't like that one.
I love Bodyguard. Protector. All of it, to be honest. I also love Jolene. I don't know if that makes me basic.
Spaghetti.
Yeah, Spaghetti's really good, too.
Spaghetti's really good, too.
I don't know if that makes me basic, because I really do like her version of Jolene. I fuck with it heavy. And honestly, her version of Jolene is me. Me, core me.
I also like Sweet Honey Bucking. Literally, like, Two Hands to Heaven all the way down. It's so good. Two Hands to Heaven's my favorite one, though, for sure.
Literally every single song on the album.
Is so good.
Yeah.
Another album we've been obsessed with is that new Metro Boomin Future one.
You knew that, though.
Bangers.
You knew that about me.
Bangers.
A thoughty at heart. You cut me, I bleed thought.
And we also love the new Glorilla Megan
Thee Stallion song.
Collab.
Obviously, Kehlani's new song.
Dude.
That's my fucking girl.
You guys, we got invited by we, I mean my sister, which also means me, got invited to go to the party that she had for it, and we couldn't go because it was in New York.
And I texted her about it, and she was really sweet about it. And you know what? I posted a video, a gym video to her song, obviously because I fuck with the song so much. But then that was before it came out. But she commented on it and I responded. And then some people were like, oh my gosh, like she saw you, blah, blah, blah. Y'all, like Kehlani, she knows me. We're friends. Me and Kehlani are actually friends.
Yeah. You and Drew, or you and Drew.
I can't believe she saw you, Queen. I'm like,
Queen,
give me
should
both.
Be posted.
I said I felt like that 2 years ago when
I
she
got to watch
me.
The two of you meet for the first time at Beyonce's birthday show.
Yeah, we did. We talked in the box. In the box.
She was
only in there for a little. She left. I think she went to go sit where all the famous people were.
I think she was literally on the stage. I don't know what those ones were called.
Oh, those are there's like a certain tier of fan. I forget the name. It's
for her and like Tia Mori, like they were all the girls were out there.
Wait, are you talking about where Kim Kardashian and them were sitting?
No, I'm talking about the bleachers that are
on the stage.
Yeah, like where Jackie Aina's at.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was
Oh, was she?
Yeah.
Oh, period. That's where I wish I was, too. but yeah, that's the first time we met in person, but we talk all the time online, y'all. So that's why I just thought that was funny because they're like, Queen, she saw you, Queen. I felt like that, too, 2 years ago. But she is so sweet and so fucking funny. Like, genuinely a cool-ass bitch. Like, she's as cool as she looks. And she is as beautiful as she looks.
Well, and, like, when people talk about queer pop music or queer... Sorry, just queer music in general, obviously, they always bring up, like, the Boy Genius, Muna, Chapel Rowan.
Chapel Rowan.
Who also had a new single come out that's also really good.
That's so good. That's another
but
bitch I fuck
girls-
with. Also, girls, everyone, Chapel Rowan knows me, too. So, if y'all see me interact with Chapel... Just know that she already knows me. I promise. I'm not a weirdo.
When you're two faves, when your queens are queening out together.
The queens are queening.
When the mothers are mothering together. Does the queen respond? I'm going to write that on every post you post from now on. Does the queen respond? Does the queen say hi? but people never talk about Kehlani. Or not nearly enough.
Period,
I'm telling
bitch.
You. And we talk about her a lot on here. This is Kehlani the singer. K-E-H-L-A. And I?
Yes. My fucking
check
girl.
It out. Check it out.
That's my fucking check girl. Love her. Also, another thing. Some of you may have accurately guessed, but if not, I'll just say it. Yes, I was at the Questlove game night.
That was the secret we were hiding last
That's
week.
Where I was.
Yeah.
I didn't bring it up because I, for obvious reasons, wanted to wait to see Temp Gauge. Yes, I went. It was fucking awesome. That's all we're gonna say about that. Some of you guys, someone put me in a TikTok video talking about it, and every single comment was like, oh my god, I can't believe Drew's there. Which I was like, fair.
I can't believe that fucking idiot I love from the internet got to go.
Which is so funny. But yeah, I was there. It was awesome. No, I won't be talking about it, but it was a blast. And
yeah, Drew took Peely. We were like, take him. Everyone loves him. Everyone gets mad at me, so don't take me. But yeah, if you're going to something gay, you should take me.
Yeah.
Which is usually the case.
Yeah. But anyways, yes, that's where I was. And it was very fun. And what else?
I know.
I think that's all my updates.
I think those are all my updates, too.
What were you saying?
I forgot as soon as you said that.
Oh, okay. You said someone.
Someone had commented on our video last week where we were hinting at the game night.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, my guess was drugs. And I was like, why would we... What are you guys talking about?
Well, also, I'm an American, so if I do drugs, I'll tell you. I'll let you know.
What are you guys talking about? Well, no, it was an event.
And I feel like that was pretty obvious from what we were saying, but like...
You silly gooses.
Come on now.
I'm serious.
Like, that's what I said. I'm a grown man, so if I do drugs, I'll tell you. But anyways, other than that, I think that's it.
That's pretty much it. Oh, yeah. You have a big week this week.
Oh, yeah. This week I am doing 5 minutes at Caleb's sold out LA show.
At the Largo.
So I will be there. I'll be doing 5. By the time y'all see this, it will be the next day. So I don't know if it's sold out or maybe it is. I'm not sure. But either way, I'm going to do stand up for the very first time. So hopefully it's good.
I hope so. It would be so embarrassing if it wasn't.
Oh, God.
I'm sure it'll be fine.
Oh, God. Yeah, but I'm sure it'll be a good time.
I think so.
Hopefully. This is me, hopefully.
Yeah. I'm sure it'll be fine. Yeah. I'm excited. A lot of people are coming out to watch it, so it'll be really
fun. Yeah. Oh. They sure are, girl.
Okay, so we're going to get into this week's episode topic. I think one of you suggested this, and this is also one of my favorite trends on TikTok. I think it's really funny.
Yeah. And also, I will say, to the ex point that you made earlier, I did date a lot in college. So, like, obviously there wasn't much that I ignored, right? But
yeah,
there was some stuff I did ignore. So, like,
okay,
for the sake of just, like, the bit, like, just wanting
to,
like...
Do you have one?
Like, off the top of my head?
Yeah.
I mean...
Here, I have one.
Okay, go ahead.
I used to date someone who would never brush their teeth at night. Ever, only in the morning. And it was because they said that it made their breath stink more when they woke up in the morning. So they never brush their teeth at night. Yeah. And they would never wash their hands if they went pee. Only if they pooped.
I don't really know what I could say to follow that up.
That's two of them, so.
Oh. Just two, huh?
That's it. That I feel comfortable sharing. That's pretty much it, guys. So,
and that's really it. I mean, not too bad.
Could always be worse.
Goddamn.
It could have been me in those situations.
Yep. I think
I never told you that. That was really bad. Sorry,
you told
guys.
You told me the brushing teeth one.
Okay. The other one. Wash your hands after you pee.
No, you did not.
If you don't wash your hands, even if I go in the bathroom just to look at my lips, I'll wash my hands.
Like, I mean, I don't know about that. It depends on which bathroom, where, like, context.
Or if I'm, like, at a restaurant, like, if I just go to the bathroom to powder my face, I'm still going to wash my hands because I'm going in the bathroom.
I honestly don't know because I don't really go in the bathroom unless I have to use the bathroom.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or, like, you know, I need to, like, check and see if I bled or something. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's normally I need the stall.
Yeah.
Because if I have to touch up, I just do it at the table. Like, I don't give a fuck. I have a little hand mirror. I don't need to excuse myself to do that.
Oh, do you?
I'll do it in front of you.
Okay, do you have one to share with the class?
Or
do you think we should start reading them and then they'll inspire you?
I mean, there's really only one guy that I dated, and it was right before I started dating Billy, that, like, there was shit that I was ignoring purposely.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I mean, not intentionally, but purposely I was. Like, that's bad and I shouldn't ignore it, but I did.
Well, that's intentional, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying I wasn't like, I wasn't consciously thinking like, oh, that's so bad, I should probably ignore that.
Sure.
I was just ignoring it. Does that make sense?
Okay.
It's like I was just like
it didn't happen. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. I mean, the first red flag I remember was like he lied to me about his age, but like by a lot. So like when I first met him, I was 21,
mm-hmm.
and he told me he was 25.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, that's not bad. Like, 25 is not bad.
Yeah.
And then, like, obviously we, you know, start hanging out. And then the next time we hang out and he's sober, he mentions to me that he graduated in a single digit year from high school, to which I was like, well, hold on, how old are you? And then he told me he was 29. And I was like, okay, well, that's like a large gap, first of all, from me, but also the lie. Yeah. And also, why would you lie about that? Like, I remember thinking, like,
he goes, oh, because I'm so much sexier when I'm 25.
Well, no, that's what made me. So then I go, why did you tell me you were 25? He goes, I never said that. He immediately started gaslighting me.
He's like, because 25 rhymes with 29, so that's why you think I said 25. Yeah. But we were drinking.
But he was like, he kept going, well, we were drinking. And I go, no, I'm a fucking Virgo. I don't forget shit like that. I never do. No matter how fucked up I was, I never forgot anything. Me, Virgo. So I was like, that's, and I remember thinking, that's not, we were sitting on my bed and I was like, that's not true. Like, I was like, you told me you were 25. No, I didn't. And then I was just like, oh, okay. But he slipped up and told me he graduated like 2006 or some shit like that. And I said, hold.
You're like, oh my God, I was in the fifth grade.
I was like, I wasn't even a freshman in high school till 2009.
Yeah.
That's what made me go, wait, hold on. Like, so that's like something stupid and minute. But I mean, I don't know. I guess the biggest one was just like him telling me that he was about to have a baby. And I was like, okay. I didn't want to be a stepmom by any means, but I was just kind of like, well.
Oh, and then you found out that.
Yeah, then I found out I was the other woman. So.
Then you left.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And I even said, I'm like, well, I don't want to be a stepmom. What am I still doing? And I still, like, you know, was entertaining it for reasons I don't know. Don't know. I don't think I've ever told you this. I just got so sick. I don't know if I've ever told you this next thing I'm about to tell you.
I don't think I've ever told you. Why'd you say it like that?
I don't know. Because I just remembered it and I told my
hair. Wait, can we leave this in?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I told my hair extension girl. Anyways, this guy, like.
This is the same guy.
Yeah. Okay. And he was really good at, first of all, the gaslighting. Yeah. But also, like, he was a really good sweet talker. Like, the shit he would say, like, to, like, come on, like, no, it's fine. Like, he would say shit, like, and I was like, okay. Even though I'm so easily irritated for some reason, I couldn't. This was different, right? So, anyways.
This wasn't the real me.
Yeah, I don't know who the fuck that bitch was that was talking to him. But anyways, he didn't have any social media. Remember I told you that.
Yeah, and I looked him up.
And even you couldn't find him.
But I found his high school stats.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why we confirmed how old he was.
No, yes, I yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I started going insane because, like, he would not leave me alone, but then also, like, wouldn't commit to me for obvious fucking reasons. Yeah. And this is before I found out about the other girl, mind you. I had no idea that was happening. And so I started looking him up all the time. Like, I was trying to find shit on him because I was, yeah, like, you're lying to me about something else.
If I had a middle name, I would have found everything.
Yeah. And yeah, he didn't have a middle name.
In quotation marks.
Allegedly.
You're literally local. Of course you have seven middle names.
No, what are you talking about? And so I was like looking, constantly, yeah, looking. Then I found one link on like page fucking 13 on, yeah, Google. And it was to college because he had told me that he got a scholarship, a football scholarship to a school on the mainland. And I don't want to say which one because I already said he went to St.
Part
Louis.
30, who the fuck did I marry?
Exactly. So then he got a scholarship there. And then he told me that it didn't work out and he had to move home. Okay. But he didn't tell me why. Yeah. Right. But he did. The way that he said it to me made it sound like he missed home and he had like six brothers. And so like which was true because I did confirm that at the very least. And so then he had to move home and then he just never went back to school. Right. Okay. He just started working. So I looked that up. The scholarship part was true. Mm-hmm. Right. Found that announcement. Kept digging.
Why he got kicked out?
Yeah. He didn't tell me he got kicked out. He said he left.
Yeah. But right? The reason why he left, he lied about.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, okay, so okay. Then I was like, OK. Then I started digging even more. Then I found a police report that was a part of an article that I couldn't read because it was behind a paywall. And I spent money.
And then you asked me for money.
Guess how much
for tampons.
Guess how much money I spent on that article just so I could read it.
Like $50?
No, not that much.
$20?
$25.
Yeah, I would have too. $50. Who the fuck did
and
I?
And I only had $100 to my name.
No, I know. That's what I said. And then the next day you called me for
money. That's
for
not true.
I used to give her money all the time. It's not a big
deal. No, I know, but I'm saying it did. That didn't happen that week. But I was willing.
That was another time.
That was a different time. But I was willing to spend I paid $25 to an archival newspaper website.
And what did you find?
Just so I could read. What I found was that he went out with his teammates, got fucked up, right, at like a bar or something, left, got into a huge like brawl of sorts, and beat the living shit out of someone. Like a guy, like they fought, and yeah. then he clearly won because that guy got hospitalized. And then he was severely injured in, because it's a fight, and like he was kind of injured but not.
Yeah.
And he got cut from the fucking team because that kid and his parents pressed charges.
Yeah.
And yeah, so he got kicked off the team because he got a fucking charge. He caught a fucking case.
That's crazy.
And then he got sent home because he got fucking a charge, and that's why he couldn't keep playing because he had a fucking record.
Damn.
And they, and you know, football notoriously doesn't give a fuck if they have records, depending on what it is.
But here they do.
Yeah. So he had to, he had no choice but to go home.
Damn.
And I was, and I paid $25 to read that. Anyways.
And then you stayed with him?
Yep. That was probably about 3 months before it got cut off. So anyways,
it's crazy because I still think mine's worse.
Yours is much worse. Yours is far worse.
Would I rather stay mine's with someone more... who has me as the other woman and I don't know, or would I rather be with someone who doesn't brush their teeth
who admittedly doesn't brush their teeth
at night?
It's real Sophie's choice. I don't know what to tell you.
Probably yours.
Depends on who you ask, I guess.
Yeah.
Mine's bad too. Well, and also I did not like stay with him when I found out I was the other one. I stayed with him when I found out he assaulted someone almost to death and then like and then got kicked off the football team for it.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
That's also terrible. So
that's pretty bad. Okay, so we asked all of you to send in yours. It's a lot. Thankfully, a lot of these are really funny and silly, which is what I wanted.
Yeah.
Because while I do know, because I have experienced that we experience a lot of trauma with people that we end up staying with.
Yeah.
We wanted to keep the mood a little lighthearted and fun.
Yeah.
And silly. And a lot of these are silly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is literally the very first one we got. This is from Kat. She said, a couple silly things my ex did, not the ones that broke me and brought me to my knees, would be he loved to splash in muddy puddles in the rain while wearing socks and drinking full glasses of cow's milk by choice.
Did you ever get a reason for the puddle thing? Like, was he just, like, into the... Like, that doesn't make any sense at all. But, like, especially with socks. Like, wet socks is the worst feeling in the world.
Yeah.
What kind of serial killer shit is that?
I don't know.
You like going in the elements... with socks on and no shoes?
Both of those combined sound like someone you would date in like the fifth grade.
I was gonna say.
Not a when you're
when he's splashing in these when he's splashing in these puddles in his socks, is he sandwiched between two loving parents who are swinging him? Because that seems
and he
like,
has a little milk mustache.
That seems like the only appropriate age to do that where it's not weird.
Yeah, that one's pretty bad.
The cow's milk thing is gross, but like
we were just talking about that.
I don't know how damning that is, but it is gross. And I would do my best to get them off that immediately. But the puddle thing, yeah, I'm not into that. Yeah, let's go ahead and retire that hobby, player. You're not doing that in front of me anymore.
Okay. This next one's from Reagan. She said he called me on the way to his house for the when it was like the first time she went to his house.
Mm-hmm.
To let me know that he's a felon in two states and I still went.
Me. Me. I submitted that.
The way I'd get so scared, I'd be like, oh, cool. Yeah, no worries. And then I'd hang up and turn around and go home. That's actually no worries at all. I actually don't care. That's
I like
fine.
Literally can't talk shit.
Wait, but is it
I
like-
literally can't talk shit. I can't. I literally
is it
can't.
A nonviolent crime at least?
A felony, no. Like, if it's a felony, no.
There's nonviolent ones, but yeah.
Like what? Like
selling drugs.
You think white collar crime is what he got in trouble for?
Or he got in trouble for selling drugs. Those were nonviolent crimes.
I think some people would classify that as a violent crime. I guess it depends.
Yeah.
You're talking about if assault is involved?
Yeah.
What if on the phone you were like, well, what were the crimes, just so I know? Because that will determine whether or not I turn around.
And then he tells me, and I don't like it, and you just hear my blinker turn on because I'm like, turning around, going home. Yeah. Oh, that's actually no worries. I go home. And then I go home.
It says, has stopped sharing location.
Has blocked you. Your messages turn green.
For real.
This next one's from Lindsay. She said, my ex kept a Ziploc bag of all of his nail clippings since high school. I was with him for 6 whole years.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's the one right there. Yeah.
If a man showed me that.
Yeah.
See, how much shit can I talk when I was kissing someone for a really long time who didn't brush their teeth at night? I don't know, but.
Yeah.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah. That is. What's the like, I feel like I need to know the reasoning. It doesn't fucking matter because you're gross regardless.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, like, why? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know at what point you, first of all, start doing that, but also stop. Like, do you just, you just can't stop anymore? You know what I mean? Like, you just have to keep. That's really fucking gross. What if when he showed you that bag, you're like, if you give me $100, I'll smell it. Like, what? Like, you just do some gross kid dare shit.
You try to like out, you try to like outgross him.
Yeah, yeah.
If you give me $3, I'll eat 2 of them.
Yeah. If you give me $100, I'll sniff it.
Not even 100. Like, you like something dumb. I'll do it for free. Actually, okay, fine. I'll do it for
$5.
Final offer.
Dude, $20 says I eat these. You know, you just say something fucking gross.
But, like, in the cadence of, like, a YouTube thumbnail.
Like a little kid. Like, little kid, like. What are the odds you eat that? You eat that whole bag of toenail clippings. And then he gets mad and calls you gross and weird and breaks up with you.
Yeah. Then you're like, oh, thank God.
Woo! What if he's super into it, though, and then it's just, like, then you're married. That sucks.
He just won't get the hint.
Damn.
Okay, this next one's from Gabby. She said, this is so gay, but this was when I went to visit my long-distance ex-girlfriend, and I got to her basement suite. She pulled out a ukulele and started serenading me while I sat on her bed. It was mortifying, and we dated for 4 months. I'm not joking, guys.
After that? Or, like, yeah. Was that the 4 months?
No, after that. Four months.
I was just laughing about this with Billy, but, like, because I think we watched something. But I was telling him, I don't think there's anything more humiliating. Like, there's nothing more humiliating to me than being serenaded. Like,
yeah,
especially alone.
Yeah.
At least in front of other people, I can kind of, like, play off the crowd kind of thing. Alone?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't find that romantic at all. I don't see that as a romantic gesture. I see that as a threat. That's an open and aggressive threat. Like, you're not romanticizing me, you're antagonizing me.
Like, you're like, pissing, you know, me off. You know in Starstruck when she finally gets to the prom and he's singing to her?
And he comes into, I, like, literally, remember the one less lonely girl thing with Justin Bieber?
That doesn't count. I would want him. I want to be his one less lonely girl.
You know, I would think so.
And then I get up there and then I'm crying because I'm embarrassed.
But as soon as he starts... Have like trying seen... to be like cute and hot and sexy. Yeah. I can't do it.
Have you ever seen that video of him performing that on the Ellen show and he points at Ellen and then she's standing there going.
Yeah, like he keeps looking at her and she's like,
she got everything I need. And she's just standing
there horrified. It's just especially when a man does it.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I don't take men seriously in anything.
When a man does ever. When a man does it, like. I get angry just thinking
just
about it.
I was just going to say, immediately I'm mad.
Like, remember when those proposal videos were super viral on YouTube and then it was Marry You by Bruno Mars?
Yeah, the dance. What are the what's that dance called?
A flash mob.
Yeah.
And they would do, and they're running around, like, kicking their feet up behind.
It's a beautiful night.
Don't piss me off. Don't.
You start yelling.
That would be me.
No!
Don't stop. For real, stop.
I fucking told you. I told you I didn't want this.
Just don't.
And I'm your sister going, I told you she didn't want. I'm gonna tell Billy to do a flash mob for,
God,
your, for
dude,
your proposal.
Stop, okay? Don't. Just tears in your eyes.
It's just,
you're just from afar. Like, he's down because they're always in an amphitheater. How the fuck are you always in an amphitheater? And if you are in an amphitheater, are you not, like, are you always in one where that's not weird?
Yeah.
Like, I don't go into high school amphitheaters often.
No.
If I do, it's for a very specific reason.
It's because because I'm in high school. I'm not at the age where I'm getting engaged, so.
Or, like, my fucking cousin is in a recital, and it's, like, her little brother playing the flute. Yeah. Okay. Like, that's the only... So, like, how the fuck do you walk all the way in there, and you sit down, and you're watching people dance that you know personally, and you're not, like, something going on?
Yeah. I kind of feel the same way when people do those, like, movie theater ones. And they have, like,
Well, that one's a little less obvious.
And they have, like, a fake commercial playing.
Well, that one's a little less obvious because you could be going to the movies all the time with your significant other.
What I'm saying, I would be embarrassed if someone did that to me.
No, that one's not that bad.
I think because everything embarrasses me.
Yeah. No, the movie one, like, depending on, like, if I'm watching him act, like, yeah, that's, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay. Well, maybe. But, like.
And it's, like, a cartoon version of us. I'm mad. But the ones. Why can't we watch this at home? Why do I have to watch it in front of everyone? Why do you make me do this in front of everyone?
Well, that's why I think the movie theater ones are different to me, because a lot of times they're alone in the theater, or there's only like two people in there, and they're the ones capturing the moment, so it's not that big of a deal.
Okay.
But again, if you're in the theater alone, like, I mean, I'm assuming at some point they're like, oh my god, what if this is the moment? But the amphitheater shit, like, you're watching people you know dance in a tuxedo, and you're not at any point going, is something going on? And that's why as soon as they pull up and I'm in the amphitheater, I'm refusing to go inside.
Yeah. I'm not getting out.
Not doing that.
You guys are just fighting in the car. I'm not going in there.
There's like, he has like a fucking white waistcoat on because they're always dressed in a tuxedo.
Yeah. Cummerbund.
Dude, there's like an episode of The Office where he wants to propose to Holly.
Yeah.
But he's like, oh, I don't think I'm going to do it now, because they talk him out of doing something crazy. And then she tries to propose to him, and he goes, as soon as she goes, I was thinking like, Michael, and they're sitting in the break room, and he goes, nope, and he just stands up and walks out. And then he's doing his interview, and he goes, I am not being proposed to in the break room. No, he goes, should have burned this place down when I had a chance. That's how I feel about that shit. No, that's why I said, don't. Are you serious? I'm all pissed off,
immediately mad.
Yeah, being serenaded is awful. Follow-up question. How many more times did you get serenaded throughout the last 4 months? My guess is a lot.
I just, like, playing the ukulele in front of me.
Also, I don't want to assume your race, but giving white people a ukulele was a curse.
One of the worst things our culture ever did.
I don't know where you sit in that, but, like, white people getting access to tiny guitars was a mistake.
It was.
We should have never given them that.
If I could go back in time, I would stop that exchange.
I would stop colonization, and I would stop them getting the ukulele. Those are two pivotal moments
in
history.
Which I feel like if I stopped colonization, they would never have gotten the ukulele.
They would have found a way. That is a star, two stars that have crossed that I need to uncross if I get the chance.
Yeah.
They're like, you have a chance to go back in time, but only to one moment. Where are you going? The part where they get ukuleles. That's the part I'm going back to.
Okay, this next one's from Elizabeth. She said, I paid for his rent for months because he told me he was broke. I eventually found out that his mom was also paying his rent, so he was just pocketing my money. I was a full-time college student, and I babysat every day after class for cash. He worked part-time at a vape shop because, of course, he did. I still stayed. Also, he got married to the girl he cheated on me with 9 months after I broke up with him. And he wore the tie that I got him for our 3-year anniversary to his own wedding.
Damn! Let her get up!
That's like,
damn, bitch! You were getting fucked up! Let her get up!
Am I the asshole? And then that's what you realize.
Let her get up! Fight back! Fight back! Shit!
Give her a chance!
Holy shit, dude. Oh my god! That just, like, was never ending. It got worse with every sentence.
I know.
Jesus. And you wore a tie I got you to your fucking wet. You know what? Men don't deserve anything.
That's exactly what I was talking about.
Also, that man, Jordan Belfort. Like, he's just scamming. He's scamming multiple women at once. The women in his life he's supposed to love and take care of. That's fucking insane. That's crazy, bro. Damn.
So that's something you hear on Two Hot Takes, and then you're like, am I the asshole for leaving him? No, you're not.
Am I the asshole for treating my girlfriend like this? And they list out all of those fucking things.
Well, first of all, I made her pay my rent, but it wasn't really rent, it was just money for me to have.
And you were working so hard, girl. That's such a fucking terrible experience. I'm so sorry that happened to you. I was my bag! My bag!
I just
swing!
Kept going!
God!
Okay, this next one's from Christina. She said, he let food sit out all night in the pan on the stove and would just heat up the pan over and over for 2 whole days.
2 days?
And, wait, there's more. He didn't wash his hands after number 2 unless I reminded him. And he brushed his teeth like once a week. He was also a huge manipulator. Did we date the same person?
Damn. Not only is he reheating that old ass food, but he's putting poop hands all over it.
Poop paws.
You got poop on your digits and you're scrambling up eggs.
Poop
girl.
Paws pan. That's gross. That's gross.
Poop in a pan.
Just reheating up poop.
How do you like your poop?
You know what else he has?
How do you like your poop? Over easy.
He goes reheat it every day. I was gonna say he's also got plaque in there too.
Poop, plaque,
and a pan. What more could you ask for, really? Poop paws on the pan.
I'm putting it into a plaque filled mouth. That's crazy. And you were having sex with that man?
Yeah, periodontal disease. That's awful.
He had periodontitis and poop.
He had all of that and no pride.
Holy fucking shit. Dude, see, do you see what I'm like? I will never understand. I'll never understand when men are like, how could you say you hate all of us?
You guys, sometimes I'll be silly and told you that I like men. I don't. I'm always lying.
She's a liar.
And then I read stories like that and I go,
you're right. I don't.
You're right. It's worse. I don't.
Dude, I literally, they're like, how could you hate all of us? It's just like when we laughed about, we're going to see some tits.
Yeah.
That guy, like when I was saying, like, that's just a normal guy. Yeah. He's just walking around. These are just men walking around among, they're living amongst us. And then I feel like that noise, meow. That's how it feels.
You just see a cloud of smoke in the shape of my body.
Anytime a straight cis man comes near me, it's like, meow. That fucking Among Us noise plays. Every time. I'm like, that's my senses tingling.
Dude.
And then I'm like, you guys, you make me so mad. And then they have the nerve to be rude to women.
Yeah.
They operate like that and they have the nerve to talk shit.
I know I barely brush my teeth and I never wash my hands and I eat rotten food every day, but I can't believe you're not.
But at least I'm not like, you need to like not be so fucking fat. Like I'm not doing that.
I just feel like you're really picky.
Yeah. I just feel like you need to lower your standards because like you're never going to find anybody if that's the case. With those as the options, who gives a fuck if I'm alone? That's what I think.
I agree.
What the fuck?
I agree.
That's insane.
Okay, I'm going to read these last two. They're kind of similar to one another. So this first one's from Lexis. She said, he told me he didn't date hot girls and that's why he was with me. And I stayed. Hold on, wait. And this next one's from, I think it's Amelie. And she said, his friend asked who in my group of girlfriends he would fuck and he didn't pick me. We had been together for 4 years at this point. If you guys have never dated someone and you ask them who's your celebrity crush they pick someone that doesn't look anything like you, you haven't lived life at that point.
My girlfriend's best friend? Yeah, I'd fuck her.
Wait, actually, there's another one right here. This is from Olivia. She said, he told me my best friend had nice tits and a fat ass and I stayed. And they're now married. These were all submitted back to back to back. These are all in a line of women. That's crazy.
I'm sick to my fucking stomach.
And I would just like for it to also be noted that there was only one gay one in here and it was just really cringy, not gross. So
can I be vulnerable with y'all for a second? I don't know if this is a hot take.
Okay.
But I would rather have poop hands than a bitch who looks me in the eyes and calls me ugly. Girl, yeah, fuck you.
I feel that.
Because I guarantee.
I'd rather date someone who doesn't wash their hands after they poop, girl, doesn't brush their teeth, than date someone who tells me, your best friend has a really nice fucking
rack. I'm picking periodontist every fucking time. I don't give a shit. But also, I mean, fuck both of them. But at least it's not that. Yeah. Like, that type of shit. And I guarantee this. every single person that said that, like all the similar stories, like all those three, mm-hmm. I guarantee you're fucking hotter than that person. Yeah. This is nothing more than a negging shit, dude. Mm-hmm. It's literally meant to like mentally break you down so that you stay with them, because I'm sure they had a whole bunch of other shit that was, they probably a periodontist too.
Yeah.
And on top of that, they're acting like that. Because even some of them, she was like, and he was a manipulator.
Yeah.
On top of the fact that he was putting poop on my food, he's getting fecal matter.
He's feeding me fecal matter and rotten food. And a slide of plaque.
Yeah, and he's kissing me, and his teeth feel like they have mittens on them. He's doing, oh, he has a fuzzy tongue.
His teeth feel like they're covered in moss.
Yeah, he has moss on his tongue, right? And I was like, and he calls me ugly.
And he cheats on me.
Girl. Come on. When I hear shit like that, that's literally where that made the hairs on my back stand up. I'm not even kidding.
Which one do you think is the worst out of all three of those?
Probably the group one.
I think the group one too.
The group, you.
They're all really bad. They're all really bad. You know what?
They're all awful. They're all two sides of the same coin. Yeah. But the group one, bitch, like, and what's even worse about that is that wasn't even for you.
Yeah.
That was to neg you and to impress his fucking friends.
And it was his friend who asked. That's crazy.
Which of these women in this room with your girlfriend would you fuck? Quickly.
Well, not my girlfriend. Her.
Well, not my fat, ugly girlfriend. For sure, her. What the fuck? I fucking hate men. I hate them.
You guys, can I be vulnerable with you?
I hate men. I hate them. And they know I hate them. And I don't give a fuck if they hear me say I hate them. Dude, that's horrible. I honestly think, like, I would rather take poop particle hands, even though he's probably just as bad,
like, he probably verbally acts just like that. Yeah,
they're always the same guy. Yeah. Like, that's the worst part. And I told you, it's nothing more than a mind game. It's like to trick you, because they want you to like settle for them. And mm-hmm. if they keep breaking, if they're like, well, I mean, you're like a strong six and you've been together for 2 years.
Yeah.
Oh, word, you could get someone better looking, that's why you're with me. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Like, yeah, fucking sure.
That's what I'm saying. If you've never dated someone whose celebrity crush looks nothing like you,
girl,
you haven't lived life yet, you guys. That has happened to me. So
canon event can't interfere.
It's like the skinniest, whitest, blondest woman you can think of, and you're like, oh, got it.
Okay, thank God. I thought I was gonna hurt my feelings. And I've told y'all that me and Billy don't have celebrity crushes, and that's why, like, we both equally believe that we could get anybody we wanted, and I stand by that still to this day.
I don't have that many either.
What celeb crushes?
I don't.
I was like, you know what I'm talking about, right? Because that's not true.
What?
You just actively lying to me. I don't have many.
No, they're
today.
Like, I don't have. Well, I have like two right now. Oh, okay. Never mind. I can't relate. I don't know. I think because I'm already manifesting that I'm going to date one of them. So maybe that's why.
Period. But. And you probably could. I know for a fact you fucking could. And that's what I tell all of you all the fucking time, especially if you date men. Yeah, you could probably get him. Yeah. Who are you thinking of? Yeah, probably.
I'm not thinking of a man.
No, she's not. But I know if you are, yeah, you could probably get him. Yeah. Yeah, probably.
I mean, they need to learn how to brush their teeth, wash their hands first.
Yeah, well. I mean, I would
one
hope
thing at a time.
I would hope that celeb. I mean, I don't, honestly, no, never mind. You know what? Retract that statement immediately. Doesn't fucking matter. Like, if men are disgusting, regardless.
They could be the richest, most talented, famous athletic man in the world. Yeah,
and I'm sure. I know for a fact there are probably plenty of celebrity men that have gone on record jokingly saying that they don't wash their ass.
Wait, let's both say one at the same time that we think doesn't wash their ass,
or at least not well.
Yeah, we'll say not well. I would hope they do a little.
Okay, let me think.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
I already know what you're saying.
I feel like you think, okay, I'm gonna say that one first.
Yeah, Glenn Paul, right?
Me just constantly bullying Glenn
I think
Paul.
He washes his butt.
No, that's not a real answer. I do think he looks like he could be clean.
Yeah.
Like, he looks like someone who smells like soap or some
shit.
Yeah, no. If I'm being for real.
Yeah.
I thought of someone.
Okay, let's hear it.
Well, maybe not. Hold on. Let me change my answer.
Wait, I have one. Because okay. He's actually admitted he doesn't wash his ass.
Okay, go ahead.
Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Dax Shepard.
And that white guy stench. smells like wet sponge.
They said they keep themselves pretty clean for the most part.
Like cats. You know.
I know they don't wash their ass good.
Yeah, like when Tuna's cleaning his toes before bed, I'm like, guys could do that.
Grown adult men could do that.
Well, like grown a grown
adult,
man.
Grown adult human men could do that.
They can do that. That's easy.
Yeah, those are the men I think of first. I also thought of Brad Pitt. I don't know that he showers good.
Yeah, he looks stinky.
Like
I was going to say Timothy. But then I said, well, probably not.
I think Timothée showers good.
Yeah, I was going to say probably not.
I think he showers
good. That's just me being silly.
Yeah.
That's just me being silly.
I think he, yeah. I think
it's mostly Timmy's like good. older, like not old, but like older celebrities.
You're like Robert Redford. He does not wash
Russell Crowe. Doubt it.
Yeah, doubt it.
I don't believe you. Sorry.
Okay, I'm glad we ended on what famous men we think don't wash their ass, because that's a great way to end this episode.
I think so.
If you did enjoy it, you can listen to other episodes ever. You can listen to podcasts, and the video version is always on our YouTube channel.
Yep.
We also have our Patreon. We post a lot of exclusive, fun content on there. We just had a vlog go live last week of us in New York, and it was really cute and
NYC.
Fun.
The Big Apple.
In case you were confused. And then we'll also have a Cowboy Carter themed episode up there soon. I'm not sure when, but you'll see it when you see it.
Ish.
Don't forget, tour announcements are coming soon, so keep an eye out for that. If you are on the Patreon, you get first dibs of something.
That's just us being honest.
That's just me being honest. Sorry to say.
Sorry.
But other than that, we love you. We're going to be doing a part two to this next week, so hopefully more of you submit more stories.
Yes.
Other than that, we love you, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.